Welcome to the Sports Report for Monday, March 24th. I'm Mark Daniels. The NCAA Men's Basketball Championships down to the sweetest of 16, and the Wisconsin Badgers have survived and advanced by beating Oregon 85-77 on Saturday night at the Bradley Center in Milwaukee. They did it with a startling second-half comeback, down 12 points at intermission, but within 6 minutes got it even, and it was tight the rest of the way. Frank Kaminsky with 19, Trayvon Jackson 16 points, Sam Decker adding 12 for Bo Ryan's Badgers. It helped playing close to home, but we still had to play.
For our guys to be able to have the regular season that they did, as he mentioned, and get the seed, it was definitely earned. And in order to get something done here tonight, we definitely had to earn that too, and our guys did. So I'm awfully proud of them.
Wisconsin heading to Anaheim in the West Regional Semifinals, where they will get number 6-seeded Baylor. The Bears taking out number 3 Creighton 85-55 on Sunday, holding Doug McDermott to just 15 points. Isaiah Austin and Baylor with a great defensive plan.
Coach Drew had an amazing game plan coming into the game, and we were going to leave the middle wide open for them. And they had a couple of players that caught the ball in there, and we knew that they were pass first players, so we wanted them to try to make the plays for their team. And it ended up working well for us.
Also heading to Anaheim, San Diego State and top-seeded Arizona, which beat Gonzaga 84-61 on Sunday. In the Midwest Regional, the number 1-seeded Wichita State Shockers get bounced out by Kentucky 78-76, ending the Shockers' season at 35-1. Ron Baker, on perfection denied.
Growing up, you go through some humps in your life, kind of like this one. It's tough to see us go out like this. We all wanted more, and at the end of the day, you know, someone's got to go home. I thought we had a great year, and it's just unfortunate we won't be playing next weekend.
Also advancing in the Midwest region is Tennessee, an 11 seed, beat number 14 Mercer, which knocked out Duke in the opening round, 83-63. Michigan and Louisville also advancing to the Midwest. In the South region, top-seeded Florida is through, as is number 4 UCLA, which beat Stephen F. Austin 77-60 on Sunday. 10th-seeded Stanford knocking out 2nd-seeded Kansas 60-57. Another double-digit seed still alive in the South. That is Dayton, which beat Syracuse 55-53. Devin Oliver and the Flyers meet Cinderella.
You know, it's just been a process. Last year was a little bit more of a down year, and to just come back this year, my senior year, with this group of guys to be able to get to the Sweet 16 is unexplainable. Just really happy for this group of guys.
East Regional at Madison Square Garden, top-seeded Virginia, coached by former Green Bay Phoenix star Tony Bennett. They beat Memphis 78-60. Third-seeded Iowa State had to come from behind to beat North Carolina 85-83. DeAndre Kane with a layup with under 2 seconds to go. Michigan State, UConn also in the East Regional semifinals. With the Sweet 16 play beginning on Thursday night, Badgers and Baylor will be a Thursday night game in Anaheim. Division III college basketball and UW-Whitewater capturing the national championship, beating Williams College 75-73 in Salem, Virginia. Quandrell Young hitting a layup with 0.9 seconds left to give the Warhawks their second title in 3 years. More college basketball notes. Marquette head coach Buzz Williams leaving after 6 years to take the job with Virginia Tech. And Sandy Cohen, the Bay Conference Player of the Year from Seymour, has petitioned the university to release him from his national letter of intent. That petition has yet to be granted, with that coaching change coming at Marquette. High school basketball, another very successful girls' state championships at the Resch Center on the weekend. The highlight story, the Notre Dame Tritons in Division II capturing a second straight title, beating DeForest 52-42 in the championship game. Allie LeClaire with 24 points was named the entire tournament's most valuable player, and she talked about winning a second straight championship.
Feels great, especially just winning a championship. I think that just says a lot, and especially about our team this year. But, you know, many teams don't repeat, and so I think that's very cool, and I think that we're just happy that we shared it with a special team. And, you know, this is exactly how we wanted to go out in our senior year.
Algoma denied a second straight as Cuba City beat the Wolves 49-28 in the Division IV championship game. Wolves coach Mark Zastrow says it just wasn't our day.
Bottom line is we did not play well enough to win today. Too bad it happened today, but it does happen. And I'm proud of my kids. They worked real hard. They represent me, our school, and our community about as good as anybody could. And when it's all said and done, that's the bottom line.
Scoring records set in Division I and Division III. Oak Creek 73-52 over Superior, most points ever in a championship game. The first for the Knights. In Division III, Kettle Moraine Lutheran beat Neillsville 28-23, lowest scoring title game in tournament history. And in Division V, rematch of last year's championship, but Barneveld caps an unbeaten season, denying Assumption a second straight, 38-34, the final in that one. To the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks were in Sacramento on Sunday night. They fell to the Kings 124-107. DeMarcus Cousins, 32 points, 12 rebounds. Bucks coach Larry Drew says we just couldn't handle him.
You know, Cousins is making his shot on the perimeter like he did today. Boys, he's going to be tough to defend. He's going to be really tough because he's a real good passer. Out of the post.
O.J. Mayo had 21 to lead the Bucks, but they've dropped 7 in a row. They are 13-57. They will take on the Clippers in Los Angeles on Monday night. Toronto beat Atlanta 96-86. Phoenix over Minnesota 127-120. Denver gets by Washington 105-102. It was Cleveland 106, New York 100, ending the Knicks 8-game winning streak. Brooklyn needed overtime to beat Dallas 107-104, and the L.A. Lakers handed Orlando their 9th straight loss 103-94. On the ice, Islanders over the Blue Jackets 2-0. Evgeny Nabokov with 41 saves. St. Louis shuts out Pittsburgh 1-0. Brian Elliott, 33 stops. New Jersey gets by Toronto 3-2. Nashville shuts out Chicago 2-0. Pekka Rinne with 29 saves. Minnesota over Detroit 4-3 in overtime. Matt Molson with the game-winning goal. Vancouver beat Buffalo 4-2. Anaheim a 6-2 winner over the Florida Panthers. In college hockey, the St. Norbert Green Knights are the NCAA Division III national champions. Beat UW Stevens Point 3-1 in the title game on Saturday night in Lewiston, Maine. Joe Perry and Eric Cooper score goals 11 seconds apart in the first period. David Jacobson makes it stand up with 23 stays. And head coach Tim Coughlin says his team put on a special run.
Most pleased for our seniors, obviously. These kids won a national championship when they were freshmen. And again, as sophomores, and they got left home last year. And for them to come back and do what they did this year, kind of makes it look like it's easy, and we all know it's not.
St. Norbert making it look easy. That's 3 titles in 4 years, 4 championships in the last 7 seasons. The Wisconsin Badgers capture the first ever Big Ten tournament hockey title, beating Ohio State in the championship game 5-4 in overtime. Mark Zengerle with the game-winning goal. Badgers receive a number 1 seed in the NCAA Division I tournament, which will open this weekend. Badgers will take on North Dakota in their regional first-round game in Cincinnati. To baseball, the Brewers beat the Reds 9-1 in the Cactus League, pounding out 13 hits. Jonathan Lucroy had 3 RBIs with the home run. Lyle Overbay a couple of doubles, and Matt Garza went 6 innings, allowed just a run. Manager Ron Renicki had the 2015 option year picked up by general manager Doug Melvin. He'll stay in the dugout for at least a couple of more seasons. Brewers also giving Renicki an option for 2016. Opening day for the Brewers, just 1 week away. They'll welcome the Atlanta Braves to Miller Park on Monday the 31st. The Major League Baseball season already underway as the LA Dodgers took on the Arizona Diamondbacks in a 2-game series in Sydney, Australia. They won the opener 3-1 behind Cy Young Award winner Clayton Kershaw, then held off the Diamondbacks for a 7-5 victory in Game 2. Manager Don Mattingly said it was a fun weekend down under.
I'm happy getting out of here with 2 wins. Obviously, it feels good to do that. It was a great experience. You know, I know I come in here with the game on my head, but it's been a great experience to be able to come here and to be able to see the city.
To the racetracks, the Auto Club 400 held in Fontana, California. Kyle Busch taking the checkered flag. It was a sprint to the finish with Kyle Larson.
Luckily, I just got a good enough run off turn 2 that I got some distance between him and I before turn 3. And I don't know how close he got or where he was or what happened. I was just focused on forward. And luckily, we made it back, and we took the checkered, so it was pretty cool.
5 different winners in 5 races to start the NASCAR Sprint Cup season. On the PGA Tour, the Arnold Palmer Invitational, and Matt Every, who was 9 shots back on Saturday, rallies for his first tour win with a 13-under-par total, beat Keegan Bradley by a shot. Adam Scott balloons to a 76 on the final round to come in 3rd. But for Every, finally, a first place finish.
It's totally different than any other sport. I mean, you're used to losing out here. I mean, you lose every week pretty much. And sometimes you forget what it feels like to win. And it's nice to have that feeling again.
Earns a ticket to the Masters in a couple of weeks. Football news. The NFL owners convene their annual meeting in Orlando, Florida. Several items on the table, including revisions to the instant replay system, including consideration of a centralized replay review in New York City. The league's also thinking about moving extra points back to the 25-yard line. They become too automatic over the last couple of years. And Indoor Football League, Texas beat the Green Bay Blizzard 57-40. Blizzard had a first-half lead in that one, but it got away. And Green Bay now 0-4 in the IFL season. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.